I am a demon stopping, no watch wearing, walk by faith, man of God, and my name is Jeff. And by the grace of God, doesn't matter how long I've been sober, the fact is the first time I've done this in over a year and a half. So I'll tell you how good God is, and I'll tell you what this means to me. It's a three-peat. Most people in basketball know what a three-peat is. It's a prayer, a promise, and a purpose.
Come on.
So before we do anything, we'll start with a prayer, and I'll get to the promise. Holy Spirit, open our hearts. Jesus, shut my mouth. God, you have the floor. Amen.
Amen.
How many times do you know that God will actually ask for the promise and the yes from you before he gives you the purpose? So before we do anything, can we say yes to the promise?
Yes.
Okay. But now, unfortunately, what this table means so much to me is the difference in the time span in between that promise and that purpose. So I'm sure a couple people have heard this like I have. I don't want you. You're not good enough for me. This won't work. Or maybe you've heard something along the lines of, we're going with somebody else for the position. Or my favorite one, you're overqualified. Now I can tell you what each one of those situations means and what they probably meant by it, but in return is all it was is them rejecting themselves against you. The coolest part about it is God likes really big butts. And the Bible, it says, but God, a lot. A lot. This table that we get to come to so openly and willingly, that is so incredible and amazing, is laid out in the best to me is in 2 Samuel 9. A guy named Mophi, I won't say his real name because I can't pronounce it. But he is the son of... He is the son of Jonathan, who is the son of Saul. David has taken over, and he's looking to bless somebody in that family. Now, back in those days, the king's table was so large and so huge, and it was covered by this beautiful tablecloth that would drape over it. Most of us haven't seen those tables except John. I think he got a six-month coin when this table was there, but other than that, most of us have never seen these tables. Now, when he called for Mophi, Mophi had broke both his legs at 5 years old. His nurse dropped him. And David said, go get him. Now, the thing is when he said, you will eat at my table for the rest of your days. When he pulled his seat up to that tablecloth covered what was broken in him, those broken legs. Every time that I come to this table, God doesn't just make me effective. He covers everything I did last year, last month, or even last night for some of us. Amen. Now the best part of it is the purpose. The purpose is that I get to do this, and I get to go out there and find somebody that doesn't have any idea about it, that has no idea. I get to invite them to a church, and the best thing I get to say to them is, dude, you can go to the bar. You'll see the exact same people there. We're just as jacked up. There's people in here coming off drugs and pregnant chicks, whatever, drunks, alcoholics. Like, seriously, it's the same people. But for some reason, in this room, there's difference. I've been in front of 4,000 people before doing this, and I've never felt God more alive in a room. So I get the honor of doing this, but the promise you said yes to is that God's going to put somebody in your life this week, and you will get to bring them and show them the experience that you get to have every day at this table. Amen. I'm so thankful for every person in this room. I love each and every one of you. You never know what's going to happen. Someone in this room could be praying for somebody, and you be the person that meets them in that hallway, walking on that store line. Right. You get to have their prayer answered through you. You have the key and the cure to cancer in your hand. And I intend to spend the rest of my life sharing it with everybody. But I get to eat at this table for the rest of my life. So invite everybody you can. And that's what this means to me. Amen. Thank you.